In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. On this occasion of confirmation, I'd like to speak about, first of all, grace. Grace is something that is invisible. We don't see it, but we can see the effects of God's grace in the souls of men. We take, for example, St. Paul the Apostle. St. Paul was a persecutor of the Christians. In fact, he was on his way to Damascus to round up the Christians and put them into prison. And on his way, Jesus appeared to him and literally knocked St. Paul off his horse, blinded him, and from being a persecutor of the Christians, St. Paul became an apostle of Christ. Another wonderful example of grace we read of in the gospel is that of St. Mary Magdalene. St. Mary Magdalene was a great, great sinner. And when she was touched by God's grace, she went to the feet of Jesus and washed his feet with her tears and contrition. From being a great sinner, she became a great saint. What a wonderful thing it is to see God's grace working in souls. Like I say, we don't see rays of light coming down from heaven, but we surely can see the effects of God's grace in people. This is a wonderful thing. And all of us, we can experience those effects of God's grace in our own lives. I know that many of you have heard there was a young boy named Malachi. And the reason why I talk about him, because he's been such an inspiration. He just died May 1st. Malachi lost his father 5 years ago. His mother and father were 36. His mother was raising 6 kids on her own. And then 5 years later, this past year, Malachi came down with cancer. Now Malachi, he's only 12 years old. He was trying to understand what was going on. First of all, he could not use his arm, his right arm, and then soon the cancer was in his spine. He couldn't use his left arm. He couldn't use his legs. He was paralyzed. And when he had problems breathing, they flew him up to Omaha to Children's Hospital to keep him alive. They actually put a trach in him so he could breathe. And Malachi asked his mother, "Did I do something wrong that God's punishing me?" And when his mother told me that, I told Malachi, I said, "No, Malachi, Jesus is testing you. This life here on earth is just a testing ground. And Jesus tells us, if anyone will come after me, if anyone will follow me, let him take up his cross and follow me." I said, "Malachi, carry this cross patiently. You're going to get a very high place in heaven. You're going to also draw down graces for poor sinners who need to be converted." And that little boy suffered patiently. After 7 weeks in the hospital, they taught his mother how to use the ventilator machines and all the different techniques. He was able to go home. And whenever I'd travel out to Colorado, I'd make sure I swing by Western Kansas to make sure I see him. We try to do it regularly. And one time he asked his mother, he kind of indicated, "Can you turn my trach down so I can talk?" So she did, and he looked at me and said, "Bishop, what do you think I should give up for the season of Lent?" And I looked at him and I said, "Malachi, you can't even scratch your nose without asking for help." I said, "I think that's a pretty big sacrifice." Now, I want to tell you that when he died May 1st, we had the funeral shortly after that. I said, we take so many things for granted. When we're thirsty, we get a drink. We're tired, we lay down. Hungry, get a bite to eat. And even a scratch We can all scratch whenever we want. He couldn't do any of those things. He couldn't eat without a tube and then sometimes by mouth. Same thing with water. Couldn't scratch even his nose. And not only that, but he couldn't even breathe on his own. He had a machine to help him, and because he was paralyzed, he'd even have to have a cough assist to help get the mucus out so he can breathe deeper breaths. And he suffered that very, very patiently. And I have to tell you, I was extremely impressed at his patience in carrying his cross. He one time asked his mother, "What happens if I die?" She said, "Then you're going to go see Daddy." Because that's what he wanted. Even before he got his cancer, she asked him, "Malachi, why don't you write down three wishes? Three things that you really want in life." One was to fly in a plane. One was to go to heaven. And the third one was to play with his daddy in heaven. And that kid got all three wishes. He got flown up to Omaha Children's Hospital, got flown back. And I have no doubt his father died a very devout death too at the age of 36. That was one thing he really missed was his dad. We take things for granted, you know, the things that we can do to be able to walk around. He could just lay there. And I have to admire his mother too because she was constantly at his bedside making sure all the machines are working and besides raising five other kids. And I always tell myself in my mind, you, meaning me, you have nothing to complain about. When things don't go wrong in life, you have nothing to complain about when I see what this boy and his family had to go through. But that patience that Malachi had, I know was the grace of God. As soon as he was diagnosed with the cancer, we went down and gave him the sacrament of confirmation to strengthen him. And like I say, we can't see God's grace, but you can certainly see the effects of it in the souls of men. Second thing I'd like to talk about briefly is the goodness of Christ. Jesus knows we're all weak. We have our faults and failings and sins and temptations. And in his goodness, Christ instituted the sacraments. These are tremendous means of grace. The first and most important sacrament is that of baptism. Christ said, "Unless a man be born again by water and the Spirit, he will not enter the kingdom of heaven." When he told his apostles to go teach all nations, he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And in the Gospel of St. Mark, he said, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned." We also have, after Jesus' resurrection in the Gospel of St. John, Jesus knowing our weakness, he appeared to his apostles and said, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven." Christ instituted the wonderful sacrament of penance, confession. We know our Lord, in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, he told the Jews that he would give them a bread that would make them live forever. And the bread that he would give is his flesh for the life of the world. And the Jews said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear this?" Jesus didn't change anything. He said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. My flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed." And what do we read in the Gospel? The Jews said, "This is a hard saying, and who can hear it?" And they left him. And at the Last Supper, what Jesus had promised, he fulfilled. He took bread and wine and said, "This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood." And St. Paul, in his epistle to the Corinthians, says, "If you eat and drink unworthily, you're guilty of the body and blood of Christ. But we also read in the Acts of the Apostles how St. Peter and St. John went to Samaria. The people there were only baptized, and they imposed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. They were strengthened to be strong Christians and soldiers of Christ. How wonderfully Christ has instituted 7 sacraments. These are means of grace. And like I say, we can't see grace, and that's the reason why Christ instituted outward signs. We understand things by what we see and hear and perceive, and so the outward ceremonies signifies what's taking place in the soul. The water is poured, the words are prayed, I baptize you, etc., in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The soul is cleansed of sin. We go to confession and confess our sins. The priest pronounces the absolution representing Christ. The Holy Eucharist, the priest representing Christ takes the bread and wine and says the very words of Christ that he used at the Last Supper. We have the wonderful sacrament of confirmation. We impose our hand on your head and we anoint your forehead in the sign of the cross with chrism. The forehead is anointed because that's the prominent part of your body. In the sign of the cross, the sign of our salvation, by Jesus' death on the cross, he merited the graces that we receive in the sacraments and in the Mass. The sign of the cross is so often used when we baptize, when we pour the water. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. When we give absolution, ego te absolvo a peccatis tuis, in nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. When we give confirmation, I sign you with the sign of the cross, and I confirm you with the chrism of salvation. Form of the cross on the forehead, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. How good Jesus has been to help us with these sacraments. And it is my exhortation for all of us, if we want to live a life pleasing to God, have the grace to keep his commandments, and be able to practice virtue and overcome temptation, then we need God's grace. And we get that through prayer and receiving the sacraments instituted by Christ. St. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And we're going to all be able to say the same thing. By the grace of God, we are what we are. And St. Paul goes on to say, and the grace of God has not been void in me. When St. Paul was tempted by a sting of the flesh, a buffet of Satan, he said 3 times, he tells the Corinthians, 3 times they asked the Lord to deliver me. And what was God's response to St. Paul? My grace is sufficient for thee. What St. Paul was told by Christ, he speaks also to us. My grace is sufficient for thee. And let me just swear one last thing, and that is we have the beautiful statue of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini over here. She's wearing the black habit there. St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, she was a small Italian nun. She wanted to be a missionary. She went to the Pope, and the Pope said, go to America. Help the immigrants, especially from Italy, going to America. The special thing about St. Francis Xavier Cabrini is this. It's interesting how God chooses individual souls. She, as a little girl, suffered an accident in water. She was deathly afraid of water. And of all the people that God could choose to become a missionary to America, he chose her. She traveled the Atlantic Ocean 17 times. Was she afraid? Very much afraid. But God chose her because as we read in Scripture, God chooses the weak and the foolish to confound the proud. Look at the apostles. The apostles were unqualified. They were going to spread the faith of Christ throughout the world. They're simple fishermen. They're Galileans. Can anything good come from Galilee, they said. And yet God, our Lord, chose them, Jesus chose them, because he wanted to show that the work of his church was not the work of man, but the work of God. And we look at St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. Her motto was, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. So for those of you being confirmed today, be soldiers of Christ. Remember, God's grace is sufficient for all of us, but we have to do our part. We have to pray. We have to receive the sacraments fervently. We have to cooperate with God's grace. So I'd like to once again congratulate those being confirmed. As you know, after we give you confirmation, a part of the ceremony is a slight slap on the cheek. The church introduced that ceremony to remind you to be ready to suffer for your faith if necessary. Not necessarily a martyrdom. You know, we think of martyrs in the early church being put to death, but we have a wonderful example of like Malachi. He suffered a very slow martyrdom, a martyrdom of suffering, not being able to move, being completely dependent for others for everything. And he carried his cross patiently. So when we think of St. Francis Xavier, her model, let us all remind ourselves the same thing. No matter what our crosses in life, whatever our sufferings, whatever God allows to try us, to test us, I can do all things in him, Jesus, who strengthens me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.